Until the 1960s, ranchers took animals by a barge from the mainland to this island for grazing. The vast rangeland was difficult to reach, and winter storms produced swells of 10 feet or more. Yet ranching continued here for well over a century, and it's today's American countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Learn more at exmark.com.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Antelope Island would seem to merely be a curiosity. It's the largest island in the Great Salt Lake. But Jeremy Shaw says people have been living here for thousands of years.
We've got 40 freshwater springs on the island, and so I think that's probably the reason this island was inhabited, you know, and the others probably weren't, is the abundance of fresh water.
Native Americans used the island seasonally, but by the mid-19th century, new settlers were beginning to use the spot.
Brigham Young sent a guy named Fielding Gar out here in 1848 when the Mormons settled this area to run the tithing herd. And so he was doing sheep and cattle and goats and stuff like that. And they sent him out here to the island because it had good fresh water and lots of range. And he started building a house out of adobe brick that he mined from the beach.
That house is today a museum to the island's ranching history.
From 1848, when Fielding Gar came out here to start building that ranch and running that herd, somebody lived in that house and ran a ranch until 1981. When the state bought the entire island.
It's the oldest house on its original foundation in the state of Utah. The last ranchers were the Anschutz Livestock Company.
They grazed the majority of the island and had it sectioned off in giant, you know, 1,000, 2,000 acre pastures, more or less. But they were running upwards of 2,000 sheep out here. So we had grazing just on this monumental scale.
Today, it's larger animals doing the grazing. And it's next time as we travel the countryside at Antelope Island, Utah. I'm Andrew McCray.